Hey there, first readers. I'm Dr. Tim McNinch, and I'm bringing you the first of our first reading, Summer Shorts. This summer, we're doing some short episodes, just a few minutes long, giving you basically one main insight on the first reading from the world of biblical scholarship. If you're listening to this on our podcast feed, you might want to check out the video versions of these shorts over on our YouTube channel or on the website, firstreadingpodcast.com. The first reading for June 23rd is 1 Samuel 17, the story of David and Goliath. This could be the most well-known story in the whole Bible. David and Goliath has become paradigmatic for that underdog story, right? So what new element could you bring to a sermon? Well, how about this? Textual critics, those who look at differences between ancient manuscripts of the Bible and try to distinguish the earliest textual traditions from later ones, they've shown us something fascinating about this story that's not well known to most Bible readers. Big chunks of the story of David and Goliath are missing from the scribal tradition that became the Septuagint, that early Greek translation of the Bible, which was the Old Testament for Jesus and for the early church. So the early church probably had a much shorter version of the David and Goliath story in their Bibles. Now, is this because the scribes that produced the Septuagint or its Hebrew source copies deleted big parts of 1 Samuel 17? Or did the tradition that became the Masoretic text, the Hebrew Bible that we use today, add them in later? Well, the general consensus among biblical scholars is that in this case, the sections in question were added late in the tradition, as much as 700 years or more after the time of David. And they probably came from a whole another version of the story that circulated separately from the main storylines. This is actually one of the poster examples, a documented example, of how the Bible that we have is the product of many generations of scribal editing and reframing and updating, and in some cases, the addition of entirely new material. So what was added to the David and Goliath story? The main thread of the extra material are those parts that talk about David as a shepherd boy who comes to the field of battle and just happens to overhear Goliath's taunt. He has this angry exchange with his older brother Eliab, who accuses him of coming to the front line to voyeuristically spectate on the battle. In this version, David is a nobody from nowhere, and he's unknown to King Saul. That's all in contrast with the shorter version of the story that is in the Septuagint, in which David is already employed as Saul's armor bearer, which is like a senior military post. So, what's a preacher to do with this nugget of biblical scholarship? I think preachers could, and I actually think they should, introduce the idea of a historically layered Bible. And they could offer David and Goliath as one of the great examples of a story in which more was added into the biblical tradition long after the texts were originally written and handed down. So the key exegetical question for preachers to ask here is about what might have been happening in the world of the scribes who added this extra material to the already established David tradition. Now, some of this will be speculative, of course, but hey, imagination is an important part of interpretation. Now, I think it must have been important to the scribal community that wove in this second thread that David encountered Goliath not as a senior military man, but as a poor shepherd from out of town, unknown to the royal court. It was important to them to emphasize that God's help can come from those outside of the established systems of power, even from those who appear on the surface to be rather unimpressive. This probably represents a historical moment when the Jewish people felt their own smallness and powerlessness acutely in the face of an overwhelming power that faced them, maybe the Greek or the Roman empires, for example. Goliath is dressed in Greek military outfit, for what that's worth, by mirroring their own communal struggle in the newly composed legend about a long past but on the surface unimpressive hero, David. The story communicated that outward appearances aren't everything. The people of God have an invisible ally who will support them, even in the face of overwhelming odds. I think that's an important emphasis that could really resonate with congregations today. So, preachers, where are your people overwhelmed? What are they facing that seems insurmountable? Where do they feel like they're outside the kinds of systems of power where they could actually make a difference in our world? What does a story like this tell them about God's support for them despite the scariness of their situation? Those would be great questions to address in a sermon. Well, hopefully that gives you something to chew on this week. We'll see you again next time. Happy preaching.